Hello and good morning. Welcome to today's guided meditation. Today we've had some very nice climate for today's meditation. We've had a lot of rain, so everything's greened up beautifully, but it's very cold outside. So it's nice to be inside where we can have a nice meditation and settle in. So what we'll do is we'll dive straight in. And if everybody would like to just settle into your seats, find yourself a nice comfortable posture, and then we can get into it. So the first thing to do is just to make sure your legs are nice and comfy. You can cross them any way you like, otherwise you can sit in a chair, but the best thing to do is to make sure that when you're sitting on the cushion or on the chair, your undersides are not too compressed so that your legs won't go to sleep. And that way you don't have to worry about them. You can just pretty much forget about your legs once they're nice and comfy. And then, just give yourself a bit of a wiggle, just settle in. And then all you need to do is just make sure your spine and head are nice and straight. You don't have to be perfectly straight. You don't have to get out a ruler. It's not important. It's just enough so you're not going to fall asleep or fall over. It's mostly just so you can sit comfortably and you don't have to worry about the position you're in. And now once we're settled, we can close our eyes. And what's the first thing that you're aware of the moment you closed your eyes? Is it your body? Is it your breathing? Is it the sound around you? What's the first thing you're aware of? Generally speaking, the first thing that you're aware of would be the thing that you need to relax. It's the thing that's been bumping around in the background. It could be muscle tension. You might be really tight and tense. You might be forcing your breathing, and it would prefer to breathe on a more natural, softer level. You might also be aware of sounds because they're irritating. Whatever it is, you don't have to worry about it. Just spend this time just settling in. You don't have to do anything else at this stage. You don't have to worry about your breathing or what you're going to meditate on. Just spend this time just being with yourself, just relaxing. Your body will pretty much give you all the instructions you need, which is pretty handy. You don't have to be worried about what you have to do. It will pretty much tell you. Because this is the important thing. Meditation is more about feeling than it is about an idea. So it's important to just relax and listen to what your body is telling you and what your mind is telling you. Because as you relax, as you let go, it becomes more peaceful. It's a very, very simple method. And just relax your legs again. Just revisit them. Is there any nervousness or restlessness or tension? Just relax it. And now pay attention to your lower body and settle that a bit more. Now be aware of your upper body, including your chest and your shoulders, your back, your lungs, your heart. So much tension is stored there. How about your arms? Are they tight in your upper arms? Are you pressing with your palms? Is your hands tense? What are your hands and arms like? Can you make them more comfortable? Take the pressure off. Now finally your head and your face. Can you relax that? Perhaps with a soft smile. What do you find now? What's the most prominent thing you can find? Is something still jumping out at you from your body or your mind or your breath? Whatever it is, just relax it some more. Now you can pay attention to whatever you want. Whether it's your breathing, whether it's a sensation in the body, an emotion, such as metta or compassion. What is it that you find so easy? And sometimes what is it that you find so hard? Revisit your body again. Sometimes when you're settling in on something, such as your breathing or some other object, everything else becomes forgotten. And sometimes it's a good thing, but sometimes that's where tension can hide and grow. Go back to that spot and just see if you can relax them, or if they need any help. And what now? Are you still aware of what's happening? Or is your mind wandering, looking for something to hold on to? But that's what the mind does. It always looks for something to pick up, something to hold on to. If you're nice and stable, you don't need to do anything. But if your mind is wandering, then you can settle on something, such as your breathing. That's usually the easiest. Don't be concerned if you find yourself moving far more than you normally do. Perhaps on many meditations you're sitting still. But in this case, you may be moving more than you normally do as you settle in. That's normal, because now the body has an opportunity to settle. And it likes to take its time. It usually has so much tension bottled up and so little time to let it out. Just in this meditation, letting your body do what it needs to do. Now, as we're approaching the end of the meditation, just take a few deep breaths and imagine the air is filling every part of you, taking away all attention. And I will now ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Now, when you're ready, you can open your eyes. The thing to remember about meditation generally, which makes it quite confronting for a lot of people, is that when you start to relax, it's like you're letting your hands off the wheel. And in some ways, it's a bit like discovering a new part of yourselves. Because while you're busy practicing metta or watching your breathing or anything else that you're doing, generally the mind and the body will be doing its own thing. And that can be a little worrying for a lot of people because it's, what's happening? How is this happening? Why is this happening? What's going on? You know, all these things are happening pretty much outside of our own little field of awareness. And that's normal. It's nothing to worry about. The thing is that the body takes as long as it needs to settle down. And sometimes you'll have good days where it just goes straight in and you'll relax in seconds and it's, oh, thank you so much. Those are the nice days. But the real development days are the ones where it's kind of, ooh, I feel tense, you know, all these thoughts going on, all these troubles cooking away in the background, all this tension that you can't let go of because it's holding on for dear life. And these are the times where meditation becomes very challenging to people. And that's where people become discouraged, unfortunately. But it's very understandable. I mean, it's very confronting because all these things come up. But that's okay. These things have been bottled up for a long time or a couple of days or a couple of years. They need their opportunity to come out. It's a good thing. So in these cases, that's where we start to step back. We just go, okay, just relax. It's like the old story I usually pull out of walking a dog in the park. You know, dog's pulling here and going here and wanting to do this and wanting to sniff here and wanting to do this. And you just sit down on a park bench, let your dog off the leash, if you're allowed to do that. Some parks you can't. And let the dog run. And it will run around and chase here and go there and go everywhere. And then what happens? After a few minutes, it comes back and it sits at your feet. Your dog comes back to you. And then usually it will just sit there quietly. And you can enjoy the time as you like. The mind is a lot like that. generally, it needs to go here, it needs to go there. It's got all this tension, all these worries and anxieties. We live in turbulent times with COVID, and many places are coming out of lockdown. So, you know, going into lockdown was a big change and everyone was anxious. Now we're coming out of lockdown and it's a big change and everyone's anxious again. So this is normal. This is to be expected. But that doesn't make it a problem. It just means that this is a time in your meditation where you may find all these worries coming up. And in that case, let them. It's fine. Part of you may feel extremely anxious because you've been bottling them up, so you're anxious at your anxiety. You're afraid of your fear. And it goes round and round and round and round and round. And in that particular case, it's the skill is to become not necessarily familiar. That's probably the wrong word. It's that it's okay. You give it an opportunity to say what it needs to say, and then you can come back to where you are. And then you can enjoy the rest of your life. So with that ends today's guided meditation. Thank you.